This is Mark's Almanac. A look back in history, I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're looking at March 4th, and it was on this date in 1829, during President Andrew Jackson's inaugural ball, that one of the craziest things ever happened at the White House occurred. After being sworn in earlier with 20,000 people watching at the Capitol, folks in attendance seemed to think the pomp and circumstance should carry over into some sort of presidential bash. Using that mentality, the story goes that as Washington entered the White House, all hell broke loose as the crowd ended up in the White House, ransacking the place and forcing Jackson to run for safety. Margaret Bayard Smith, who witnessed it, later wrote in her memoir of the event, quote, "What a scene we did witness. The majesty of the people had disappeared, and a rabble, a mob, women, children, fighting, romping. What a pity." Incredibly, Jackson seemed unfazed and actually was able to secure $50,000 from Congress to redecorate the White House. And it was on this date in 1924, one of the most recognizable songs ever was first printed, a mainstay to celebrate another year on Earth. Happy Birthday to You made its debut in a songbook edited by Robert H. Coleman. It originally had come from a nursery rhyme called Good Morning to You, written by a teacher, Mildred Hill, and her sister, Patti Smith. You know, for many years, every time it was played in public, royalties had to be paid to a publisher. That is, until the court said it was public domain. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in today's history.